7 PM.
Breakdown. Hello, this is Ravelo. The
Breakdown. This is Sam Genders from Tongue. The
Breakdown. This is Jess from Penis. The
Breakdown. This is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Laura Allover from Chemtrails. The
Breakdown. This is Jeff from Living Body. The
Breakdown. This is Christina Gesera. The Breakdown.
And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Oh yeah, Jen, that was Carla J. Easton.
It sure was.
And it's you.
It is me. Hello.
Back for a Valentine's Day in the studio. And it's an actual Valentine's Day today.
It is, yeah. What? I was here last year for the Valentine's Adjacent show, but today for the actual day.
I've called this a Valentine's Adjacent show on Facebook, but it's an actual Valentine's Day.
Actual Valentine's Day.
Oh, well. You're here till 5 o'clock.
I am here to spread the love through the medium of radio.
And we're doing a musical experiment by both of us using a non-Spotify platform in the studio. So let's see how this goes. Mm-hmm. Carla J. Easton first with the track Oh Yeah, which is the opening track on her next album, I Think That I Might Love You, which is out May the 8th. And Steve will be very happy that I've got that in early. He had hold of a copy of that last week, but he didn't know whether he could play it. So we've done it now. And it was 1:52 worth of loveliness at the start of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What are you bringing to the table today, Jen?
I've got all sorts of stuff. It's been a big week. It's always a big week. But I've got some Bleachers, some Fangirls, some Jill Scott, two acts that have very similar names to each other in the form of Lucia and the Best Boys and Lucy Kruger and the Lost Boys.
The Best Boys one, is that the one which has her out of churches on it?
It does. It has Lauren Mabry on it.
Great track, that.
Yeah, Melina, Robber, Sleepazoid, all sorts.
And Charlie XCX albums, Howlin' Bell albums, Cardinal albums, plenty of other albums. We're going to have an album of the week by Hemlock Springs, a really, really good record called The Apple Tree Under the Sea. We're going to hear three tracks from that this afternoon, so we better crack on.
We had
a lot of overlap today. Great Minds and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Gordon was one of them.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Yeah, she released her new single, Dirty Tech, which is the second preview of her forthcoming album, Play Me, which will be out on the 13th of March. The track is built around a kind of stuttering, trap-influenced beat. It's got lyrics that reference the growing presence of artificial intelligence, and it proves that at 72 years old, she's still cooler than you'll ever be.
We'll play this and then something. I think I would say Mandy Indiana take a lot from Kim Gordon's approach to things. So something from last week's album of the week after this. And then we'll be back with more excellentness.
Hey boss, terminating with a steady hand. You want me, lift me up, lift me up, falling down. I like it when you talk dirty tech to me. I like it, talk dirty tech to me.
Dirty tech. Dirty tech talk. Dirty tech. Dirty tech talk. Can't look away, away. Can't look away, away.
Service worker, a subplot. You want me, lift me up, falling, lift me up, falling down. I like it when you talk dirty tech to me. Talk dirty tech, talk dirty tech.
The Breakdown on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Is how Mandy Eniana's second album, Ugh, starts. That was a track called Sevastopol. Hasn't charted in the top 100, so it must be...
In at 101.
101. They have a mini tour scheduled for the spring, playing London, Leeds and Glasgow, Liverpool. That's only 4 days, yeah. So Leeds on the 27th of March, Friday night at the Brudenell. I'm tempted by that. I'm going to see if I can get Steve to go to that one as well. And then I guess there'll be more dates later on in the year for them. I'm half hoping they're going to be added to the Primavera bill. Very, very good live. Kim Gordon before.
Kim Gordon before with Dirty Tech off her forthcoming EP, no album, something that's coming.
Something's coming. And it's the first time, actually, I think, where we've actually started with three tracks in a row, which put together could make a treble seven, because that last one was 2 minutes 22, which was the longest of the three that we've played. Hemlock?
Springs.
Why am I saying Grove? That's the Netflix.
The TV show.
It's a TV show, isn't it? And that's not who this woman is. Hemlock Springs has made herself very big on TikTok. She's been championed by Jeff Chappell Roan.
TikTok.
Oh,
can tell you're old.
TikTok. That Chappell Roan, she's championed her as well. And this is the first time she's been played on a breakdown. This surprised me. I thought.
Yeah, I think she had an album out in 2023. This is her second album out yesterday, called The Apple Tree Under the Sea. I was fully expecting to find her name on the big old breakdown spreadsheet, but it weren't there, Joel.
Weren't there. We're going to make up for it by playing three tracks from this today.
Yeah.
And the first is going to be one that we both brought, and Sense brackets is. And I'll play that, and we'll double it with something else that was out yesterday.
We'll be right back. Hello, this is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
You take me out of myself, and my fingers gripping the floorboards. I'm holding on tight, forbidden fruit brought me back to life. You take me out of myself. Who am I? Am I a girl? Oh, push my cheek into the stone. Oh, you take me out of myself. You take me out of myself. You hold the world. You take me out of myself. Am I a girl? You take me out of myself. Put the rope between my teeth. Oh, you take me out of myself. I'm begging to you on my knees. Please rub the salt in my wounds. I like the person you turn me to.
For the 43rd time on The Breakdown, that was Charlie XCX, and it's something from the Wuthering Heights soundtrack. Film and album both came out yesterday, and the track, we compromised on that, didn't we?
We did.
We did compromise. That was Out of Myself, and the film, I saw it yesterday, didn't know the story. I think it's worth watching the film. It's quite long, and it doesn't cover the whole of the book.
No, it's in the first half of the book, apparently.
Just the first half? Okay. So you're on the fence about it at the moment.
I'll probably end up going to see it. I really liked Promising Young Woman by Emerald Fennell, so we'll see.
All right. So Charlie XCX was in the running for Album of the Week. The person who did get it was Hemlock Springs. And you heard from The Apple Tree Under the Sea, the track Senses, before that. Okay, Jen. You were complaining just now that there was too many women on this week's show. Is that officially what happened?
Not quite. I mean, I tend to always bring a lot of female-fronted bands, and I'm all for that. But I did say to Joel when he asked me to select a new artist, shall we let the boys take a turn? As we've had five female-fronted acts so far. So, yes, the boys. Fangirl. They are a band based in Melbourne, Australia. They have released a track called Easy Now. It's taken from their forthcoming EP, 8 Hours, which will be out on the 24th of April via Community Music.
All right, we'll play this, and I'm going to play something after that from the Cardinals record, which came out yesterday, a track called Masquerade. And then I think I'll set up nicely for your Treble 7.
No. Hi, this is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That was Cardinals from their debut album Masquerade, which came out yesterday. What's the name of the track, Jen? You told me.
Anhedonia.
Anhedonia. And that means the absence of joy?
Yes. The absence of joy, often found during bouts of depression.
Such depression. Brilliant live band as well. Saw them supporting New Dad on their tour last year, and they are touring that record. Not getting to Sheffield this time, but they've got dates in Manchester, Newcastle, Glasgow, London and Bristol. And tickets are available for that. That followed on from something from Fangirl, Australian act, a track called Easy Now. And now it is over to you for a treble seven.
I mean, it feels like we've already fitted in a few treble sevens already, haven't we?
I think five of the songs have already been shorter than 2.5 minutes.
But yeah, let's do some more short ones, and I'll get in two new artists during my three as well. But to start with, we'll have a band that have already been played on The Breakdown, Angel Dust. They are a band from Baltimore, Maryland, formed by members of the hardcore scene.
Yeah, they're loud, aren't they, Angel
well,
Dust?
Well, their sound has expanded over time to incorporate elements of alternative rock and melodic punk, said the internet. So this might not be quite as noisy as you're expecting, but still a little bit. They released their sixth album, Cold to the Touch, yesterday, and this is the title track from it.
1, 2, 3, 4, no! Ain't got no soul. It ain't got no heartbeat. Shove it down. It'll hold the sound. We'll be right back.
Breakdown, Treble 7.
Sticky like a cobra, my favorite soda. You, yeah, you, I'm stuck on you. Made up persona, I got it all brand new, brand new. You like it, you submit to the trick. And you gotta pray that it sticks. Flashlight on, I perform. Less like me, more what you want. One sip and I'll switch for you.
I just wanna be the one.
I play but you got no clue.
I don't wanna be alone.
Make all your dreams come true.
You can find me in the clouds.
I'll be the one you want me to.
Love you more than all the drugs.
Slippery like canola, do it all over. I'll admit that I will always be a soldier. Got me feeling types of ways I can't control. Busy bubbly like a chicken cherry cola.
This is Laura Oliva from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
Oh, another missed call. Oh, another argument. Oh, I got it wrong again. You're right, I must be stupid. You're right, I don't love you enough. You're right, you're the victim. So hold.
That's the thing with Treble Sevens, they finish quickly.
They do go by fast. Yeah, you heard Angel Dust and Cold to the Touch to start with. And then in the middle, there was Namasenda. She is a Swedish avant pop artist who released her new single Cola, which you heard there. And that marks her first new music since 2023. At the end, it was Yaki with Criticize Me. They are a London-based DIY punk supergroup featuring members of bands including Dream Nails, Petrol Girls, Personal Best and Colour Me Wednesday. They released their debut album, Kill the Cop Inside Your Head, yesterday, and the record centres on themes of self-doubt and internalised oppression delivered through shouty punk choruses, ferocious guitars and snarling bittersweet vocals.
I got all of that from that.
Here we are.
It was very, very good. Treble Seven. We are now going to see me exercising my right to play my longest song of the day, and it is one from last week. And this was sent to me by a friend of the show, Isabella, who said she's getting strong Tool vibes from this album. And I've just looked, and it would make sense because this, the band Pucifer, is that right, is fronted by Maynard James Keenan, the lead singer of both Tool and Perfect Circle. So it's a it started as a creative output for his subconscious, but over the years I've put out many albums, Pucifer. The one last week, Normalism, is the first for 5 years. I'm going to check to see if we've played these before. It does seem like one we would have done, but the album is very, very, very good. This is a track called Pendulum from it.
Swing.
Else is going to happen.
Not really, no.
This is prog for you, isn't it? That was Pucifer, a track called Pendulum from an album out last week, and that was indeed a new artist to The Breakdown. We're not going to have a new one next, but it's a collaboration which I don't think has ever happened before.
No, I don't believe these two have ever worked in tandem before. Anna Calvi, she has released a new single this week from her forthcoming EP, which will be called Is This All There Is? That is due out on the 20th of March. Her last studio album, Hunter, was released in 2018, followed by the acoustic reworking Hunted in 2020. Since then, she's not rested on her laurels. She's composed the scores for seasons 5 and 6 of Peaky Blinders.
Of course she has, yes.
But she's back now, and this new track features the unmistakable baritone of Iggy Pop, and it's called God's Lonely Man.
Shapeless, shameless, on your back, go so, 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 so. I wanna do more than just survive. I wanna be somebody tonight. I wanna be somebody, cause I'm God's lonely. But no bound in case the time's up, fist up, the night goes so, 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 so. I wanna do more than just survive. I wanna be somebody tonight. I wanna be somebody, cause I'm God's lonely man. God's lonely man.
Sheffield. This is Matthias from The Burning Hell. What are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Another song there, sub 2 minutes. That's Middleman. They're a four-piece from London, and that is from their album Following the Ghost, which came out yesterday, a track called The Furthest Place. Was it The Furthest Place? I think it was. Yes, and it followed Anna Calvi with Iggy Pop.
Yeah, that track was called God's Lonely Man.
It looks like it's going to be from an EP, which is all collaborations. It's going to have one with fella from The National, Matt Berninger.
Berninger.
Okay.
Yeah, one with Laurie Anderson and one with...
Someone who was already out, that one, wasn't it?
I forgot what one was. But yeah, all collabs.
Over to you. What are you having?
I'm going to go for a track by Emily Whitbrot. She is a Cologne-based cellist, improviser and composer, and she has released her album Wearing Words yesterday. The record is structured as a cycle of 10 songs featuring an unusual lineup of harpsichord, cello, drums, clarinet and accordion with additional vocals from opera singer Sandro Harnell. And I think it's going to appeal to listeners who appreciate artists such as Rufus Wainwright and Anoni. And the song's called Safe Pair of Hands.
Follow this with something from the forthcoming album by The Sun Charms. Haven't decided which one yet. We've got two to choose from.
Love kept me growing like a wet bolt carb. In sparkling eyes I mirror, and my flawed songs fill the space around the trusted walls. Their choirs echo, holds gripping fingers around me. Blind mourning on an unsound and lost ground, my naked arms carry your blankness. I stand here rooted and still. Safe pair of hands. fear moves in my veins.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Done a silly thing there. I was trying to show you about the Sun Charms record, Jen, and I've clicked off of the track. So I reckon I can do this though. So apologies to the Sun Charms. I think Steve will sort this out. I think this is about where we got to. It's a brilliant track. It's called Air Raid Shelter from Darkening Sky, the new record, which is out in March. Let's play this bit from here.
A tragic tale for sure. Get home, all the coaches have gone. I'm hundreds of miles away. How can I get home? All the coaches have gone. I'm hundreds of
Mess Up's Go. I think that was okay, actually. Darkening Sky is the new album by The Sun Charms, which is out on March the 8th. Two tracks are available from it. The one that you've just heard in two parts was Air Raid Shelter. It's always good to play The Sun Charms on The Breakdown. One more track to play in this hour. We've had to change on the hoof because of my mistake, but it's a good one we got.
It is. Glasgow band Lucia and the Best Boys released their debut album, Burning Castles, in 2023. They've now returned with a new single called Lonely Girl, and it features Lauren Mabry of fellow Scottish band Churches.
Perfectly timed as well, if I keep on talking for two more seconds.